you have any terms that people would use just joking that they might call them?
Well, you know, like I think the word I've already given you, the word that was called them, but you wasn't going to joke too much about that.
Yeah, yeah. What about a child whose parents were killed or something? Would they be considered orphan or...
Not in the sense of the word, because if the parents died or what happened, the grandparents would have come up and raised the child. Of course, you could call an orphan, but that wasn't a terminology that used here on Hill's Beach.
Okay. And what about a woman who is going to have a baby? How would you refer to her? Say she's
pregnant.
Have any other terms?
Not that I know of.
It used to be people wouldn't say that. They thought that was not a polite word to use, or...
The only time I'd hear people say that, so-and-so is pregnant, you know, and they'd let it go at that when children age. You know, there might be another terminology other places.
Okay. How about something to push a baby in? Can have something with wheels on it?
Well, the common name, and it still is the same thing, Karen.
And what about when you were in school? What kind of hours would you go to school?
From 9 to 3.
How about what months out of the year?
September to about May. Like the middle of May.
And what would you say about a child who was supposed to be in school but they were out running around causing some kind of mischief instead?
Oh, no, you weren't going to do that.
Nobody did that?
No, you have better things. People on the island now. I don't know about other people you have interviewed off the island.
Yeah. What about when you were in high school, nobody had ever cut classes or...
No, you couldn't do that. You could. See, when I went to high school, we had the marriage system there. And you could get a marriage for mostly anything. And when I first went there, 9 would send you home.
Mm-hmm.
And they extended it to 15, but you could get by the marriage, you would get 2 to marry or 3 to walk by a teacher and then say good morning. And if your bed or certain things weren't made up, and you could get 3 or 4 for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you wasn't gonna do too much of no cutting classes, because you couldn't afford to be sent home. At least all the fellows that went to the same school where I went, if you got sent home, you wasn't coming home.
Mm-hmm.
So
you lived there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just boys who went to school
boys
there?
Boys and girls, boys and girls, co-ed.
Okay. How about teachers? Did you have men and women?
Yeah.
Both for teachers?
Yeah.
And what were the children who were in school there? They were called, would they be called students? Or?
Yeah, regular students, you know, the classified, like freshmen, sophomores, junior, senior.
Uh-huh.